must be going. I cannot say I came to say I must be going. I'm glad I came, but just the same, I must be going. La la.
But I think you must stay if you should go away.
Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, a dad's point of view on KZSB AM 1290. Feel free to tweet me at Bruce Allen or email at bruce@bruceallen.com. That's S like satisfaction.com. Our next segment, The Men's Room with Wayne Levine, is sponsored by North Pier Fiduciary Management, the group I trust and use to handle my money. You can reach them at npeer.com. Wayne Levine is a life coach for men, couples, and families. He's the director of BetterMen.org in Agoura Hills, California, where he facilitates men's groups and men's retreats. BetterMen.org's mission is to help men be the best men, fathers, and husbands they can be. Hello, Wayne, and welcome back to my show.
Good morning.
I know your second major career involved following your passion versus finding it. I'd love to tell you to tell our listeners about your journey and what advice you'd have to offer on this topic.
Good question. Well, so I used to be in production, a different arm than yours. I had a production company doing film and video. I loved it and did it through school and opened up my company with a partner. And then some years into it, it just, you know, it lost its thrill, and it became just about making a living. And I was too young to just be concerned about just making a living. And
you mean it was like that old joke about the guy who's shoveling elephant stuff in the circus, and he's complaining, and somebody says, "Well, you should quit your job," and he says, "What, and leave showbiz?"
Exactly. That's what it felt like, that's for sure. And I had a big shovel. And so I had gotten involved in men's work by doing a weekend, and in that work I found my passion. And years later, I wondered whether I could make a living doing this. And so I went back to school and got my master's in clinical psych and put my shingle out.
So, how did you support yourself, though, during the years you were getting that shingle?
Well,
did you maintain your old career?
You know, God just sort of took care of it.
Did you marry well?
Did I marry well? Well, I did marry well, but she's not loaded. But I continued to work in production. And, you know, once I took the leap, things worked out. The universe provided. I got some jobs that provided money and didn't require a whole lot of my time. And so I was able to be a full-time student and do my production work. So it was quite amazing how it works out. But you never get to see that unless you're willing to take the risk and leap.
I think that's a huge good piece of advice for people of all ages. How would you say this subject relates to us as parents and our kids?
Well, you know, our kids are watching everything we do, so if we're stuck and miserable and unhappy with what we're doing and don't have any joy and passion in our lives, our kids are going to emulate that. So it's really important for us to find that passion. Otherwise, how can we teach it?
I agree with you, but it's not always easy. In fact, there's a tweet we have which addresses this directly. So thank you for giving me that wonderful lead-in. Here's a tweet to us. It says, "I'm stuck in a dead-end job, guys. How can I possibly follow my passion when I have to support my family?"
Well, that's about sort of making it about the money. Yeah, we have responsibilities and we have to make a living, but that whole notion of being stuck requires us to start there. And I think that...
Wait, I don't understand that. What do you mean to start there? Start being stuck? You mean start dealing with being stuck?
Start dealing with being stuck. And we have to start making changes in what we do, getting clear about what we're committed to, getting clear about why we're doing the things we're doing. Because most of the time, we're just simply unconscious about why we're doing things, and so we don't see the options. We don't even consider how we can make a change. Once we start cleaning that up and getting clear about what we're committed to, I think internally we start to shift. And at that point, and we start feeling empowered a bit, I think that we open the door to seeing what the other possibilities are, including the path that will lead us to our passion.
You know, the other aspect of this, which scares me and my wife regarding our kids, and I'm sure, and I don't know how you feel about this regarding yours or other kids, but the way in which I got my second career going, and I know the way you got your second career going, was by virtue of an incredible amount of perseverance. an incredible amount of not taking no for an answer, an incredible amount of putting ego aside. Both you and I came from careers where we had relative success, connections.
You put your ego aside? I'm sorry, I got distracted. Please continue.
Okay, well, the truth is, when I sent out 5,000 emails to editors around the country, to newspapers, and I got about a 2% return rate, of which only 0.5% actually said they'd take my column, each one individually addressed, my ego was left long behind. I'm sure you had to do some of the similar stuff you did, groundwork-wise, to build up your business. Not to mention, as I know, because I know you, you had to figure out different avenues and different ways. And one direction you may have wanted to go turned out maybe not to be the one that was working, so you figured out another one. So you had to let go of your ego about that direction number one and go to direction number two, or figure out direction number three.
Well, you know, you never know what's going to happen when you start down a path. I remember people saying, wow, you're really, that took a lot of courage to make that change. And I think that once we pay attention to what's going on, once we are honest with ourselves, it no longer takes so much courage because it becomes clear what you need to do. And so once it became clear what I needed to do, it was easy. What was painful was staying stuck.
Okay, that was what you started to say to our tweeter. Can you elaborate a little bit more? I understand the being stuck, and you know me. You know that I was stuck for several years until I finally got unstuck. How do you get unstuck?
Well, you know, what helped you was being with the men and bringing your issues and learning to pay attention and getting feedback and making commitments and doing things and trying it and scraping your knees and getting back up.
So not doing it alone.
Not doing it alone. And listen, we have to, we're driving our trains. You know, no one else is going to drive our train. It's us. So nothing's going to happen for us unless we make it happen. But certainly we need help along the way.
Well, I know what you're saying is completely true, because in many ways, there's no question that your contribution to my finding my second passion was invaluable. And I'm always grateful to you, which is why I put up with all your BS, because I feel I owe you.
And that's why I always hold it over your head, because that's the leverage I have.
Well, it's good leverage, but the point is, it's true. The truth is, I had men in my life, and one man in particular, you, that listened and didn't tell me what I wanted to hear. And this is the important thing that I think about the men's room and the men's work you do, is the reason you need other men in your life is not to hear what you want to hear, but what you need to hear. And many times the women in your life won't do that by nature of their wanting to nurture us. And that's the lesson I certainly learned and got. Didn't always feel good. But when you find your passion and when you follow it and when you have people that will keep you on that course, you're going to win.
Yes, sir.
Anyway, we are out of time. As always, before I even blinked, Wayne, tell people where they can reach you.
Bettermen.org. You can get my book, Hold On to Your Nuts, The Relationship Manual for Men. We have our annual men's retreat coming up October 1 through 3 near Santa Barbara.
And next week, we will be recording a special show all about your book for later broadcasts. So that'll be something that will be special. And you'll get to see Wayne's handsome mug instead of a still shot on the video feed, because he will be in studio with me for that special show, which we will announce when it will be broadcast later.
I think you have to be careful announcing these things, because people are driving and they might get way too excited.
That's true. That's true. And I think the 4,572,372 listeners that are listening right now.
Oh, we went up a couple.
Give or take five. That could cause a problem. I got to go, Wayne. Thank you so much. I want to thank North Shore for sponsoring this segment of the Bruce Allen Show, the Men's Room, on the Santa Barbara News Press radio station, KZSB AM 1290.
I'm talking about nobody else's. My little mammy, my heartstrings are tangled around Alabama. Mammy, I'm coming.